I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. After considerable international backlash, U.S. President Donald Trump signed an executive order Wednesday ending the controversial policy of separating migrant children from the parents who illegally crossed the U.S. border from Mexico. AP's Mike Gracia reports that children who were separated from their families at the border will still have to be waiting to be reunited.
A spokesman with Health and Human Services says the more than 2,300 children who were separated from their parents at the border won't be reunited with their families right away. Kenneth Wolf tells the Associated Press the reunification process will take time because the cases have to proceed through the system. Yesterday, President Donald Trump signed an executive order that stopped the separations as part of his administration's zero-tolerance policy on illegal border crossings. But a senior Justice Department official says government lawyers will ask a judge to allow the indefinite detention of families. Mike Gracia, Washington.
European diplomats say their Russian counterparts, as well as Russian state media outlets, pounce quickly to portray the Kremlin as the defender of multilateralism and to couch the U.S. decision to leave the UN Human Rights Council as a retreat, not only from human rights, but also as part of a Washington bid to force international organizations into subjugation. It's now trying to rejoin the council, although its re-election to the body was denied in 2016. Planning is underway for a summit between United States President Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin. That's according to news reports. The meeting is expected to take place during Trump's visit to Europe next month. The two leaders could meet before the July 11th and 12th NATO summit in Brussels or following President Trump's visit to Britain 2 days later. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross faced tough questions during a Senate hearing Wednesday on the Trump administration's tariff proposals and actions. Senators on both sides of the aisle criticized the administration's rollout of the proposed tariffs on steel and aluminum imports. VOA's Elizabeth Cherniff has more on the fallout from Washington.
Facing a bipartisan group of senators on Capitol Hill, Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross defended the Trump administration's escalating trade battles with China and key American allies.
The president has concluded that we need more than just negotiation. There have been years of talk with China about intellectual property. The president feels, and I agree, that now is the time for action.
But that trade policy is coming under sharp scrutiny from lawmakers who say proposed tariffs will hurt American workers.
We're picking winners and losers and probably resulting, in my view, in the risk of far more jobs lost than jobs are going to be gained.
Earlier this month, the Trump administration announced new tariffs on steel and aluminum shipments to the United States.
A week after U.S. President Trump proclaimed North Korea no longer posed a nuclear threat, his top military official cautioned there are no signs Pyongyang is doing anything to denuclearize. President Trump says the media has not given him enough credit for his meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un.
It was a great meeting, and Kim Jong-un will turn down, and I will tell, he will turn Chairman Kim. Will turn that country into a great, successful country.
Trump declared the threat of a nuclear North Korea had ended June 13th. The wife of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has been charged with fraud over allegedly misusing state funds. An indictment charged Sarah Netanyahu, along with a government employee, fraudulently obtaining more than $100,000. Reuters' Sarah Charlton.
Benjamin Netanyahu has dismissed the allegations against his wife as absurd and unfounded. Sarah Netanyahu has inspired a multitude of headlines in the past over what family spokesmen call an underserved reputation for imperiousness. But the case against her is unlikely to cause significant damage to her husband. He is in his fourth term as Israel's leader and riding high in the opinion polls, despite being embroiled in a series of corruption investigations himself.
And New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern has given birth to a baby girl. The Prime Minister posted a picture on her Instagram page Thursday with her partner, Clark Gayford, and their newborn daughter. The 37-year-old Ardern, New Zealand's third female Prime Minister, is one of the few elected leaders in history to have given birth while in office. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
VOA1. VOA1.